The Cap of J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Wednesday morning. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number, saying good morning to you on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going. And Cap, yesterday, what a glorious day in New Lenox at the Sanctuary to be able to play a little golf and see all of our partners and fans coming by for a great day.
We had a lot of fun. It was great. I got a chance to work with Tommy in the morning. You were with Sylvie in the afternoon. And we had a blast out there at the Sanctuary. Thank you to all of the people that were there. Waddle 1700?
Yeah, 55. His group had a 55.
Bryson DeChambeau and Tiger show up to play with him?
I don't know what happened there.
Wow.
I mean,
congrats,
listen,
Tommy.
Listen, that's an honest man. He's Honest Tom, we call him around
that's
here.
That's what we call him.
And so he said that they had a 55, and Carmen called BS on all of that. He goes, I mean, for someone who's, you know, either one way or the other, maybe he shot a 55, maybe I wasn't sure, maybe he did, maybe. Hey, Carmen was pretty adamant that that did not happen. Says there's no way it was a 55. I mean, that's...
I'm not going to cast aspersions on my friend Tom Waddle.
You're also not going to accuse him.
Wow, but that's a hell of a score. We finished in second, and we were six shots back.
Uh-huh.
So...
Well, tell me about the conditions, though. There's cool, calm conditions for someone who's really from the Bahamas, who prefers the warm weather. Mm-hmm. How did that affect you?
Yeah, my Bahamian background didn't blend well with the icy cold conditions yesterday. Dude, when we showed up to do that show, it was so cold outside, and skinny little Jake Cantu was at the board out there.
Yeah.
I swear to you, he could not feel his feet.
Poor
man. Wow, it was cold. But, you know, we had a good time, man. We had a great time. They were great hosts out there. So nice to see and meet all these partners and these fans. So it was a lot of fun. And we talked a lot of Bears. I mean, that's what people want to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, just people coming up. And I was working with Sylvie, but I was talking to some people before we had our broadcast in the clubhouse yesterday. And a lot of people just want to talk about the Bears, want to find out, hey, you know, they're 2-1, but, right? That's how the conversation goes, right? Someone comes up to you and they say, hey, Cap, hey, J-Hood, what do you think about the Bears? The Bears are 2-1, but, ..
Bad football team, man.
Wait a second now.
That is an awful football team.
The Chicago Bears?
Yes.
Oh.
That is an awful football team. And if you beg to differ, God bless you. You fan how you want to fan. Whoever you are out there, you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you could truly look at that game tape, and I'm going to break the All-22 down today. If you can look at that game, I've watched it twice. They're awful. Justin Fields should be, and he admitted it, he should be embarrassed how he played. They do have some open receivers that he doesn't have, whether he doesn't have the willingness to throw it or he's got a mental block. I don't know what's going on there. But that's a bad football team. Oh, boy.
But you're still 2-1, and it shows you how difficult it is to win in this National Football League. Mm-hmm. You're 2-1. Raiders are 0-3, and they're trying to figure out who they are after three games of the season. It's just interesting how the schedule falls. Mm-hmm. And this is why I was telling you before the season, Cap, that there are some games you see on that schedule that could be coin flip games. If you think the Bears are bad, they'll be taking on the Giants. Can they beat the Giants? I think that could be. As a matter of fact, I can say right now, offensively, the Giants and the Bears might mirror one another because they like to run the football. Saquon Barkley has been a beast running the football for them. And if nothing else, you say that they're an awful football team, but at least they know how to be able to block. The offensive line can block to open up lanes for the running game. I take solace in that, and I think that's great. You got to have something positive going for you offensively. What if the Bears couldn't run the football? What do you think the offense would look like then?
Oh, boy. That would be even worse. But watching this team, Byron Pringle now goes to the injured list, minimum 4 weeks. He's got a calf injury.
Mm-hmm.
They need playmakers on this team. They don't have playmakers. And I don't care what the Pro Football Focus numbers say. Justin's getting harassed.
Yep.
Again, he's had opportunities to throw downfield and make some plays and hasn't been able to get it done. But I don't care that the Pro Football Focus numbers say the Bears are actually not as bad in pass protection. They suck in pass protection. Mm-hmm. Run blocking, they're okay. Their running backs have done a really good job breaking tackles. I don't know how long David Montgomery is going to be out. Is he going to play this week? I would be surprised, but we'll find out.
Well, look at it this way. You're saying how bad the Bears are. If the Bears were really god-awful, Captain, if they couldn't help the run and they couldn't pass, then it kind of would kind of look like some of the other Bears teams that we've seen offensively. You know, like Cade McNown, who couldn't get across the 50 against San Francisco. I'll never forget that game. Never forget that game at Candlestick, I think, at the time, or whatever they were calling the stadium, where McNown couldn't get across the 50. We've seen some really putrid offenses. And we're seeing right now, I went through the numbers, Cap. I mean, the offense that we're seeing right now is 82 Patriots bad. I mean, we're talking about the inability to get the ball down the field but finding a way to win. Thank goodness you have a running game to be able to keep it alive. I mean, the Giants, I think, are going through the same thing with their running game. At least they have something there. But can we stop the narrative, Cap, of how the offensive line is so bad that the Bears can't do anything? I mean, look, when they have the offensive line out there, when they have Komet blocking and blasting games out there as a fullback, the offense hums with the running game.
Correct.
So is it more Fields? Is it more scheme is the reason why the offense can't get going?
I don't think it's scheme. I think Luke Getsy shows up at 5 a.m. every morning trying to get the most out of his offense. Because I'm laughing. 3 weeks ago, before the season started, a month ago, this Luke Getsy now, boy, he's awesome. Matt Nagy is an idiot. This guy, oh, man, he's amazing. And I'm on social media last night, and it's not one, it's not two, it's like 30 tweets. This Luke Getsy, man, what's he doing? He doesn't know what he's doing. For people who wouldn't have an idea what a Mike linebacker is or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's only able to do what he can do with the freaking talent that's there. Again, I keep saying it, and people want to push back. That's fine. Fan how you want to fan. They don't have any offensive talent other than a couple running backs. Come on, man. Who do we think we're throwing to?
Right.
George Kittle? He plays for San Francisco. Rob Gronkowski, he's retired. Travis Kelce, he lives in Kansas City. Come on, Cole Kmet's, he's a good, solid inline blocker when he gets a wide base. Go watch the play at Green Bay at the goal line. I went back and watched it again. Do you know why that play broke up? Everyone freaked out. Oh, my God, what are we doing in the shotgun? Even though 72% of the plays from the one in of since 2017 that were successful were run out of the goal line shotgun formation.
Yep.
You saw those numbers.
I did.
Cole Kmet is on the left end. He tries to block, and they try to pull a guard. So Justin can follow Cole Kmet, the guard, as well as the rest of the offensive line. and Cole Kmet gets blown up right into the guard, and they bounce right into Justin. Play over.
Yeah.
Now, last week, they got down on the goal line, and I think it was Khalil Herbert at that point. They have two tight ends. They have an extra offensive lineman and a fullback.
Mm-hmm.
And they got in.
Yes.
And Justin was under center.
Yes.
Novel concept.
Yes, it makes sense.
They don't have any playmakers. And Justin right now is playing awful football. That's just a fact, folks.
So you're saying both things can be true, that Justin Fields is struggling and there is no playmakers. I want you to get ready to put your flowers, give your flowers to Matt Nagy. If Justin Fields is not the guy, then Nagy was right not to play him or tried not to play him.
I said that to Tommy yesterday, and we never really got a chance to get that topic developed. And then by the time the show was rolling, I'm like, I'm going to save that and talk with Hoodie about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know I was all over Matt Nagy. He should be fired.
Yeah.
As you were. Yep. Sylvie was leading the charge. Everybody thought this guy's he's done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not pining for the days of Matt Nagy, but when he said that kid's not ready,
yes,
he was right.
Just think about it. Just get ready to give Nagy his flowers if it is true that Fields can never get off the ground as an offensive playmaker, as never can be a top-notch quarterback. This is all we wanted. As you were on vacation and I was here and we saw the draft unfurl and we saw Fields become the quarterback, I was overjoyed.
So was I.
And still happy that he's the quarterback, because the jury is still out on Fields and whether or not he can be able to be the guy for the next 8 to 10 years.
Certainly.
But we just wanted to have a cornerstone quarterback here that we could look at and say, boy, remember what he was in year one, year two? Look at him now. Perennial playoff team, Super Bowl. That's what I want to see. Sustained success.
Correct.
Out of that position where you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry. Hey, we know we got the quarterback in place. Now let's make sure we build around him. Give him a good line. Give him some weapons. Make sure your defense is solid. Those things where it's like, for once, the quarterback position is not in question.
Correct. And I will tell you, watch the tape. I hope it gets better.
Yeah.
Can we stop with the Braxton Jones? They stole this all-pro in the fifth round.
We'll see.
He's getting destroyed right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No
because
question.
Because he's a rookie yeah. at left tackle against some of the best pass rushers in the world. It takes time to develop, to play there.
But you understand, Cap, as fans, not all of us, but as fans, you want to fast forward through the season and you want to see something successful. You're watching something that you're not even seeing. Oh, this Braxton Jones, what a find. We don't know that.
We hope, and I hope to God he's an all-pro and they look back and go, boy, you got to teach people how to play like that guy. I hope it's not there yet. Right now, it is a struggle bus for the offensive line and pass protection.
Yes. You didn't describe the size of the bus. You just said struggle bus. You didn't say short bus or long bus.
This is like a huge bus.
A huge bus yes. of struggle.
It's one of the accordion buses.
Okay, I understand. Okay, so it's a huge bus of struggle. All right, well, let's talk about this. Shay, let's open the phone lines now. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Bears fans, we want to talk to you here on this Wednesday morning, and we have a question to ask you regarding the offense for the Bears. Can you build a successful offense around the run in the modern NFL? You see what's happening here. The positive for the Bears is that either Montgomery or Herbert or Ebner have been able to run the football effectively. Can you build a successful offense around the run in the modern NFL? We'll explain while we're asking that question from a piece from theathletic.com coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10. And Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, that same app you could find the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. You need your fantasy football information, make sure you check out the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller, available now on the ESPN Chicago app. Glad to have you in this morning as Cap and I talk to you about the Bears, of course, because they're going to take on the Giants coming up. They're 2-1. There's there's a reason to be happy that the Bears are 2-1 because there are positives, a positive signs for the Bears, but overall, is it sustainable? And so we're asking you, can you build a successful offense around the run in the modern NFL? The reason why I asked this question to you, Cap, is because of a piece that was written in theathletic.com entitled, Can NFL's Best Running Backs Be Centerpieces of Super Bowl Title Teams? This is written by Zach Kiefer. I just want to go right to the one piece here where Frank Reich, the head coach for the Colts, says, at some level, you have to have to be dynamic in the pass game to go all the way. He's right. The running game is no longer a requisite for postseason success. Each of the past three Super Bowl champs has finished outside of the top 20 in total rushing, and only one runner-up in 2019, the 49ers, finished inside the top 10. Of those three champions, the 21 Rams, the 20 Buccaneers, and the 19 Chiefs, the running game accounted for no more than 26% of the offense. So when we see the Bears at best are pretty quality when it comes to running the football because of the offensive line. It's going to get to a point where that's not a storyline anymore, Cap, if they continue to run block like that.
So you ask, yes, you ask a very, very good question. Can you ride the run? We saw Tennessee with Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. Last year, Jonathan Taylor had an amazing season, a kid out of Wisconsin, for the Colts. You have to be able to run the football to be successful.
Yes.
Have to. But you also have to be able to throw the ball downfield. I don't think you have to be Patrick Mahomes with 5,300 yards passing and 50 touchdowns. You do not. You can win with really excellent quarterback play and run the football and play good defense and not commit stupid pre-snap penalties and not turn the ball over. It's a balance. You have to be able to run the ball. But would I draft a running back at number 3 overall in the draft? I would not.
Right. But this is the strength of the Bears, Cap. And you know what's happening. If Justin Fields can't get the ball down the field and can't execute, and if you continue to run the football this year, that's fine. I'm just wondering, will it look like that next year? If the strength of the team is the defense, I'm telling you, I'm looking right down the barrel of the gun of a defense that's going to be really strong under Eberflus. This is it's what he knows, his defense.
Yes.
I got a feeling. I got an itching feeling. You tell me if I'm wrong. I got this feeling that this defense is going to come together here in the next couple of years, and the offense will be lagging behind because that's what we're used to here. A strong defense and an offense that's pulling up the rear. I want balance. That's what I want. Can we get a dynamic offense?
You want
offense?
Balance from offense to defense, not balance offensively. You want that too.
Yes. No, balance. The balanced defense and a balanced offense where the offense is doing their job, not having to have turnovers and the defense has to take it the other way to score 6. I want the offense to do their job too.
Correct.
That's what I want. Can we get that once? Can we get that one time? So, in our life?
So you guys were discussing on the afternoon show, you and Sylvie.
Right.
That Sylvie said he wants a franchise quarterback. Yes. And then he'll check everything off his sports bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just having a franchise quarterback isn't enough for me. I don't care how you do it. I would like to not only cover, but cover a win. I covered the 2006 team.
Yeah.
And they went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
I want to cover a team that wins a Super Bowl. And I don't care if they're hitting Tom Waddle's son, Jalen, for touchdowns or if they are running the football. I don't care how they do it. To win a Super Bowl, you got to be a damn good football team.
Yes. And I want to see that too.
And that's all I care about because I don't think the L.A. Chargers are winning the Super Bowl this year. No. They got a franchise quarterback.
No.
It's not just having the franchise quarterback. For me, Sylvie can fan how he wants, you fan how you want. For me, I just want to see a really competent football team that I feel like, hey, man, we can outscore you. We can stop you. We can run the ball at you. We could throw the ball at you. That's what I want.
I want versatility in the offensive game.
Same here.
Is that fair?
Same here.
That's why I want, Cap. And just, I can't say this any clearer. When we're watching other games in the NFL, teams that are not even that good, mm-hmm. but can get the ball down the field vertically, it's like, how come we can't do that? How come I'm watching the JV and I'm watching varsity all across this league? I mean, guys with like a good running game and also can throw it.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm seeing that in Atlanta, for God's sakes. They're nothing. But yeah. like Mariota, it could go be from Josh Allen to the quarterback Carr from the Raiders. I'm still seeing the ball down the field. That's what I'm saying. And I know what you're saying, too, because we've been saying it all summer. You don't have talent. You don't have enough talent to make a difference.
But look at Buffalo.
Yeah.
They got an excellent offensive line.
Yeah.
They got a quarterback who they went through the growing pains. I'm sure if you listen to Buffalo sports radio 3 years ago. Do you remember when I believe Josh Allen was the quarterback? What year did he get drafted?
Let me look it up.
2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the 2018 Bears, I believe, that went into Buffalo. Josh Allen was injured.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't playing well. I think
Nathan Peterman game, yep.
Bears beat the living H out of them in that. Buffalo.
Like
27-9.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why I remember that score. Something like that. We crushed them.
Mm.
Well, guess what? Since then, Josh Allen's developed. Their offensive line's pretty damn good.
Yep.
They have a decent running game, plus he can run the ball. Oh, they went and traded multiple picks and got Stephon Diggs and Isaiah McKenzie. And all of a sudden, who's their tight end? Dawson Knox. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're like, wow, they got some weapons around this dude. Look at Vegas. They're 0-3. I still think they're going to have a decent season.
Mm-hmm.
They went and got Devontae Adams. They have Darren Waller.
He's already pissed, by the way, Adams. Read what he said?
I didn't see
He said he's frustrated and angry. That was the quote. Frustrated and angry at the offense. 0-3.
Hoodie, angry. You and I talked about this on Monday, but like in an NFL where there's Justin Herbert, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, the standard is so much higher now.
Yeah.
And it seems so hard to get to that place where you have to have one of those special guys if you want to be a true, legit Super Bowl contender.
But as Cap has been saying, it's all about talent too, Charlie. I mean, it is about the quarterback, but also it has to work in rhythm, in concert. The quarterback's developing with guys that can be able to catch the football. You know, Darnell Mooney can be in the jugs gun all he wants, but when the stars are bright, when it shines brightly, Cap, you got to catch the football. You can't drop one. You don't get the ball very often, so when you get a chance to catch it, you got to catch it.
You mentioned, can you do this running?
Yeah.
And in that Athletic article by Zach Kiefer that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
go to 2016, the final four teams. Two of the top seven in rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Go to 2017. You have three of the top seven, four of the top 10 in rushing. 2018, two of the top five, three of the top seven in running the football.
Yep.
2019, two of the top three are in the final four running the football. 2020, you see a little bit of regression there. Only one of the top eight.
The Packers
mm-hmm. ran the ball. And in 2021, you had one of the top seven.
49ers. Because that's Garoppolo handing the ball off to get to the Super Bowl.
To Juszczyk, Debo Samuel, yep. Jeff Wilson, whoever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you have to be able to run the football to win in the NFL. You have to. But you also have to be able to throw.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. And Hampshire, Mark leads us off on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, guys. Cap wants the 85 Bears to play with the Rams with Kurt Warner, to play with the best players and have a great team. I'd also like to wake up next to Marilyn Monroe tomorrow morning, too.
She's dead.
Not going to happen.
I don't know what you're talking about. I never said that.
You said that.
I said what?
Superstar of a great quarterback, the best running game, a great defense. Not every team has all that. You can't have all that.
But you have to be able to run the football to win in the NFL or you have no chance.
Really? Who won the Super Bowl last year? How many times did the Rams throw the ball? How many times did the Rams run the ball?
I just read you the numbers of how many of these teams are top five in the league, top seven in running the football. If you can't run, you can't win. That's how you set up the pass.
And how is our quarterback passing the ball right now?
Not very well, Mark. Not very well.
Because we don't have any talent.
Yes.
He's not playing well. And just because we have Equanimeous St. Brown and Pringle,
mm-hmm.
who's now injured, and all these dudes. Just because we don't have good receivers does not excuse the way he's playing.
Right.
Just put the tape on.
Yeah.
He looks awful.
He's in between. Should I run? Should I pass?
Right.
Like, and he has a lot more time than the average quarterback. We gave the number again yesterday. Sylvie didn't know this. No, I gave it to him. 3.25 seconds. The average is 2.7. I know that doesn't seem like a lot of time, but he's got at least 3-plus seconds to get the ball out.
The play where he picked up 29 yards rushing, and everyone's like, yay, Justin! He missed a wide-open receiver. Looked right at him and went, nah, I don't know. And he tucks it and runs it. He's going to get himself killed at some point. He's got to have a presence where we use play action, and then this dude stands back there, surveys the scene, and goes, I'm going there, and throws with conviction. We're not seeing that. So I'm holding him accountable, and I'm holding the offensive line, the whole deal.
Yeah, if you're on hold, you will be on the air. 312-332-3776, our phone number. Mark in Hampshire, you don't want to have sex with Marilyn Monroe. That's necrophilia. We'll take more of your phone calls coming up for the Bears back after this.
No knock it till you've tried it, I guess.
Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Boy, look at those phone lines. Every line lit.
Yes, because everyone wants to talk about the Bears, and asking the question, if you're just joining us, can you build a successful offense around the run in the modern NFL? We're talking to you about it here on ESPN 1000. Still to come, shot or no shot, coming up at 8 o'clock. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk to you in Buffalo Grove. Here's Jay on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
We're well, thank you.
So I want to make two quick points. I'll answer your question about the run game, and then I want to talk about Justin Fields real quickly. First, I don't think you can be successful if you're one-dimensional. So I think no matter how modern the offenses are, if they don't respect your run game, they're going to sit back, play zone, and you're going to be shut down, especially with all the RPOs that we're trying to do nowadays. But Justin Fields, man, I think there's a lot of talking out of both sides of the mouth. I think it's hard to say we have a terrible pass block. We have no wide receivers. And also, we constantly ignore the fact that his first year, you know, Nagy's sabotaging, not teaching me anything. And then his second year, he's learning a new playbook, and he has no offensive line, no protection, no wide receivers. Man's running for his life.
All right,
How
Jay.
How hard is it to be a good quarterback
All right. So let's wipe out the Nagy years.
Sure.
Okay, let's say that his first years, his first games are now, the first three games. So what's your letter grade for Justin's performance? First three games.
B. I'm taking
Jay.
Into account the offensive line and no wide receivers.
Jay.
And learning a new playbook.
Jay,
yeah.
I beg you, get an NFL Game Pass subscription. You get the all 22 drops on Tuesday. I'm going to watch it today. Please, you can get a condensed version of the game on there. It's like 30 minutes the entire game. No commercials, play to play. After you watch that, you're going to give this kid a D. At best, he's been horrifically bad. And I'm a fan of his.
Yes.
But let's be honest. Let's be fair here. He has sucked.
The passing game is not working. Doesn't mean that that's what it's going to be like all season, but at this point, Cap, it's not working. The running game is solid, and also the offensive line opened up those holes. I'm very happy to see that. But the idea that Cole Kmet is just getting his first receptions now, he just got his first two balls in the game against the Texans, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I mean, it's got to be better than that. We've seen the numbers. It's pretty awful. Brian in Kenosha on ESPN 1000. Hey, Brian.
What's up, fellas?
Brian?
I know we don't get a quiet time together today like we did the other day
yes.
without, you know, Cap being there. But we'll still get stuff done, though. Don't worry.
All
so
right.
I think you can win in the NFL with a run game because the NFL is all about getting a strategic advantage. It's all about, you know, kind of that strategy of like a chess game. So you can do it. And in fact, getting a strong run game is probably the easier thing to do in the NFL than a pass game because the pieces are much easier to collect than it is getting great receivers and especially getting a great quarterback. I think, as I said the other day too, what you're seeing in the Bears offense is what the Bears offense is ultimately going to be as a finished product from the standpoint that it's going to be run and it's going to be defensive because of Eberflus's philosophy. That's a much easier team to create than trying to find a new wunderkind with offense like we did with Nagy or like we did with Tressman or, you know, all those other people, because building that aerial attack is difficult. Also, it's not sexy having a running attack. People want the Bears to look like the Chiefs. They want the Bears to look like the Bills. But what they don't get is that they're going to look a lot more like the San Francisco 49ers or the Baltimore Ravens, it just minus the playmaker, you know, in that they have at quarterback in Baltimore, and obviously minus some of the talent they have in San Francisco.
But Brian, this is what I strive for.
Thanks for the call. I
want the ball in the air. Look, as much as I would love to have Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, Brady in his prime, I want the ball in the air. That's the only way this is going to work, Cap, because it keeps the defense honest. We can't look at the Bears like it's 1989 and say, just run the rock. You can run the rock, yes, but you have to let the defense know, hey, this guy can be able to throw the deep ball. Let's be careful.
Right. You want to put nine in the box? Guess what? We're going to beat you down the field. But we're going to run the ball to set the pass up. Now, Jake Lane tweeted this. Yeah. I want to read you this real quick.
Okay.
Both guys, 13 games into their career, Josh Allen. First 11 starts, he was 4-7 with 1,850 yards, 7 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, completing only 51.6% of his balls, and he ran for 536, 6 touchdowns, 7.1 yard average. Justin, first 11 starts, same number, 4-7, 1,774 yards, basically the same, 9 TDs to 13 interceptions, completing a little bit better, 58.4% of his balls. Ran for 468, 2 tutties, a 5.1 average. My point is, we don't know the narrative on Justin Fields yet.
Not yet.
He doesn't have enough talent. He's getting hit a lot, but he's also playing awful football when he has opportunities to make plays.
Evan is in Phoenix listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Hey, Ev.
Hey, boss. How you guys doing? Good morning from Shy Zone.
What's
nice
up, Sparky? 5:30
in the morning. 83 degrees. Well, it's Shy Zone because we just finished building our second White Castle along with our 5 Portillos out here. But
how about that?
Quick question. Yeah, pretty wild here. Actually going to be home in about 12 hours, and I see it's going to be 70 high, so I got to dig out the winter gear. But quick question.
Go ahead.
I see you guys talk about, you know, Justin this and the offense is terrible, and I agree. But I want to know your guys' perspective. What percentage is all on Justin compared to our receiver core, our O-line, our offensive coordinator? How much percentage do you think is the blame on him?
Well, you know what? Listen, I always look at it like this, Cap. When the offense isn't working, it's on everybody on the offense.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line's not giving them time. And by the way, the number still stands, 10 sacks given up through 3 games. That's not horrible, Cap.
It's not horrific, but how many times is he being hit? You saw the quote from Kenny King after the Packer game. Other than on screens, we hit that kid every time he touched the ball.
That's fine. And stop tripping, by the way. Look, stop being clumsy in the pocket. Seen him strip a couple times,
yeah,
right?
No question.
Stop being clumsy in the pocket, for God's sake.
I think he's like, oh my God, I'm going to get hit again.
And if that's a fear, hey, here, listen, high school, college, this was never a problem. Got a nice clean pocket, an iron gate for an offensive line. He comes to the pros. Whoa, the game's faster now. Guys are coming after me. He couldn't feel the rush. Remember that defender that was right over his shoulder that was bearing down on him?
Yeah.
Didn't even feel it.
So
he almost could have got killed on that play.
We have to also remember, he is a kid who couldn't, for whatever reason, could not crack the lineup at Georgia.
Well, they thought Jake Fromm was better.
And they won a lot of football games. So Kirby Smart felt, I got a better team with Jake Fromm.
Mm-hmm.
So Justin left, went to Ohio State, and all of a sudden he's got, oh, I got a 5-star left tackle, I got a 5-star left guard, I got a 5-star center, I got a 5-star right guard, I got a 5-star right tackle. Oh, I got Chris Olave running unfettered down the field. Oh, he's covered? I'll throw to Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Sure.
Oh, he's covered? I'll hit Garrett Wilson. Oh, he's covered? I'll hit one of my 4-star tight ends.
Or I'll run
to whoever. I mean, it's a different world, man, when you're playing Indiana, Northwestern, no disrespect, Illinois, Michigan State, or you're playing NFL men who want to rip your head off.
Last year, that's the same quarterback that said the game's slower. You do recall that, right?
Yes. Yes. Might want to take that comment back.
Listening on the ESPN Chicago app in Bossier City, Louisiana, here's John on Cap and J-Hood. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, John.
I just wanted to bring up a point about Justin Fields in the pocket. So 40% of the time, he's either getting sacked or scrambling on pass plays. So it's kind of difficult to judge what kind of talent you have at the receiver position when 40% of those plays are Justin Fields getting sacked or scrambling. So I'm just wondering your guys' take on that.
What do you think of it?
I don't know how to answer. You had the numbers from PFF of how much time he's getting. What did you say?
3.25
seconds.
Yep.
Now, how many times I'd have to go back and compare with a stopwatch the time he's getting to who's open.
Right.
And when guys are open and he misses them, is he getting 1 second? Is he getting that 3.25? Is he getting more than that? That's my question. When he misses open receivers, and Waddle laid out the case yesterday, there's plenty of them he's missing. Mm-hmm. Is he getting harassed? And when he does have time, there's nobody open? I don't know the answer to that.
And that's why you always take us to the All-22, because it's a wide-open look at the receivers and how they're running routes and the timing from Fields to the offense.
All I know is I broke it down last week and I talked with you about it. He drops back on 3rd and 8 or 9. We need a first down, man. We're 2 touchdowns in the hole to Green Bay. And he looks back. He's got Dante Pettis to the left open. He would have got a first down. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm going to make that play. And then Equanimeous St. Brown is 4 yards beyond the corner with his arm up, like throwing a ball. Pump. I'm not going to throw it. I'll check it down to Montgomery for a gain of 5 punt. That's on the quarterback, man. That's not on the receivers. That's not on the offensive line because he had time there. Now, is he gun-shy because he gets hit all the time? I can't answer that.
312-332-3776.
Did that answer his question?
Yeah, I believe it did. John, we appreciate your phone call, and we'll take more of your phone calls coming up. Don't forget, Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock in a half hour. We'll go around the National Football League with storylines galore right here on the Cap and J-Hood.
Football season is underway. Now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back. If your first bet doesn't win, just sign up with promo code PLAY. The app is safe, secure, and super easy to use. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to player props. So sign up today with promo code PLAY for your no-sweat first bet. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus in select states. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia.
What's up, everybody? What's up?
That's quality music right there. Take that.
I don't hear anything.
It's your saga, Daddy-O.
I don't hear anything. It's funny. Do we have music playing? Captain J. Hood, morning 7 to 10. After we're done, it'll be Bleck and Abdallah in for Greeny. So just keep it on, Twitch. You don't have to. Okay. Keep it on. Bleck and Abdallah.
We'll get the latest on Zach Wilson.
Bleck and Abdallah will be in for Greeny at 10. Carmen and Yurko at noon. Waddle and Sylvie from 2 to 6 into White Sox baseball to take on the Twins.
Who's going
to
update Pete Alonso's situation?
I think that'll be Abdallah. We'll have to do the Mets talk there. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Thanks for being with us here this morning as we're talking to you about the Bears, of course. And just talking about the running game. That's the strength of the Bears offense. But is it sustainable for the rest of the season? Is this what we're going to see? A good running game, which is great. But what about the passing game? As we go to Crystal Lake, here's Steven on ESPN 1000. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Giants fan, live in the Chicagoland area. Giants are my team, but I got love for the Bears.
The Giants, they're back. Okay, the ball, he's a big guy. Okay.
So the Bears' offensive issues, you keep talking about offensive line, lack of talent at receiver position, and Justin is playing bad. Agree with all of that. Now, you take the opponent, my Giants this week that are coming to town, very similar issues across the board on the offense. But when you look at how Daniel Jones looked and how that offense looked, I think there's something to be said of a little bit more onus to be put on the system and how they're coaching Justin Fields up. Because Daniel Jones, I mean, 20 for 27 on Monday night, the offense looked more creative than the Bears. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if they had Daboll and that system and that coach up, I don't know, the Bears would look a hell of a lot different.
Hold on, see,
taking my call.
Wait, don't leave. You're the perfect caller today. You're the perfect caller. You're a Giants fan. I didn't think much of Daniel Jones coming in. They said, you know, Gettleman says, you know, this is the next Eli Manning. I'm like, well, who strives for that? The next Eli Manning. That's weird. But what do you think about your offense? Because you mentioned both offenses will mirror each other. You run the football. The Bears run the football. Do you believe in Daniel Jones long term?
it's a tough. I mean, I'm starting to. Honestly, his ball had some zip. He knew when to tuck it and run. He was decisive. He was getting rid of the ball quick. He has no time. That our offensive tackle, Neal, looked was a complete liability, but he was still making some things happen. Yeah, he wasn't perfect, but he looked worlds better than he has in the previous years.
So, and thanks for the call. Looking at a guy like Daniel Jones, was he 20 of 27 the other day? Mm-hmm. He made some solid plays. He can make plays with his legs. He got the ever-living H-beating out of him. I mean, he was dropping back, and DeMarcus Lawrence was in his face. What do you have, 3 sacks at least?
He had 3. The team had 5. And Micah Parsons had none of them. But Micah Parsons was up Daniel Jones' you-know-what also.
Yeah, he was getting hit, harassed. 20 of 27, not a bad percentage. Sure. They could have easily had some plays to win that football game. They didn't. Now they lost Sterling Shepard. I still think they're a way better team than the Bears.
So you're saying the under?
What's the total in the game?
Shay, what do you think, man?
I'm very concerned about this game.
Shay, what do you think, man? Because Daniel Jones, you know what you thought of him when he first came out? I thought it was a reach at the draft for Gettleman. And now what do you think of him? Because as we talk about Justin, the Giants might be going through the same situation offensively.
What I think of Daniel Jones is he looks serviceable to decent as long as he's not getting rushed. The Bears are going to have to put pressure on him. Dable is just the QB guru, and he can fix everybody. He fixed Josh Allen. Daniel Jones looks good so far. Maybe he's just the guy. So, like, I'm a little worried if the Bears can't get pressure, he's been able to just make the easy plays.
That's my big concern. If they can't get pressure, I will be surprised if Jalen Johnson plays. If he doesn't play, I'm very concerned that this game could be a tough one to win. You're on the road, a team coming off a loss. They can run the crap out of the ball with Saquon Barkley. The quarterback has legs, and all of a sudden he makes a couple plays, and you're like, whoa, how are we down to that team?
Owned by the Maras and the Pishes, okay? The Giants, New York, okay? The football Giants. It's 2022. We understand the football Giants. Get out of here.
Exactly.
It's not 1960.
And it's not like it's the New York Giants baseball team. They're in San Francisco!
it's also New York football Giants, okay? Get out of here. Shot or no shot. 2 minutes. Here we go.